There is an exchange in the gospel where Christ says, "Teacher, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" And Christ answers that lawyer by saying, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your strength and all your heart and all your mind, and you shall love the Lord, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Today's gospel reading is the embodiment of the question that will be asked to us, that is being asked to us, even now. It's the question by which we are supposed to live our life. It's the meaning of our life. And the question that's asked to us is, did you love? Are you loving? Are you a lover of God? Brothers and sisters, we must feed the hungry. We must give drink to the thirsty. We must clothe the naked. We must heal the sick, visit those in prison. We do not do that because doing those things makes us good, and by being good, we'll get God's favor and have eternal life. We don't earn the life that we receive. We receive the life that we have from God. The things that we do are evidence of what's going on inside of us. St. Paul says that if we don't have the right stuff going on inside of us, then even if we were to give our entire body to be burned, it will be worthless. St. Paul says, without love, every outward action is nothing but an act of condemning ourselves. It means nothing. We do not inherit eternal life because we feed the hungry and clothe the naked. That's not what this gospel is saying. What this gospel is saying is that you're going to die, and you're going to stand in front of God's judgment seat. And you are to be at your death what you are in your life. And you are to be in your life what you wish to be at your death. And if you desire God, then you'll be united to Him and you'll love even the least in the world. You're not saved because of the works that you do. You're saved in order to do them. He loved us first, so we love other people. It's a slightly different perspective, but it's an important perspective, because if we don't have that perspective, then as we feed the hungry and clothe the naked, we can even turn those good acts into an extension of our polluted self-will. Brothers and sisters, today we're called to be sheep. The sheep hear the shepherd. If you've never been around a goat, they don't listen to the shepherd. That's why they're with the goats, on the cliffs, doing other things. The sheep hear the shepherd. I simply have no idea what that is. Anyway, the sheep hear the shepherd. Brothers and sisters, what do we do with this? By saying that we're not saved because of our works, but for our works, does that mean that we don't do the good works? No, my goodness gracious. That's not what it says at all. That's not what we're trying to learn. But what we're trying to learn, we have to learn in the context of the entire Lenten season. 2 weeks ago, we learned that the Pharisee said that he tithed and he did good works, but he lacked the spiritual disposition. And so the publican, the tax collector, said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And he entered into the kingdom of heaven. We don't do the good works with the wrong spiritual disposition. Last week we heard that we can always return to God the Father when we make a mistake. And this week we hear the important lesson that we don't remember that. That God's merciful, but he's a judge. And if we're not going to respond to his mercy, then we better at least keep our judgment in front of our eyes. None of these messages are given to us out of isolation from everything else. And next week, we're going to reflect upon the expulsion of Adam from paradise, which was the misuse of our will, of our free will. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ desires for us to respond to him with our free will. He desires for us to respond to him by loving other people, but first by loving him with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul. I remind you that in today's gospel readings, those who did good had no idea that they did it, and those who did evil had no idea that they did it. We need not put precious pressure on ourselves to make unrealistic expectations of what is good and what is not good. We simply need to gaze upon the face of God and allow him to be drawn into love with him, and then let him do whatever he's going to be doing in the world through us. And we don't have to worry about being aware of it, because he will take care of the opportunities for us to be good for us. Brothers and sisters, let us embrace this salvation from Jesus Christ even now, knowing that we'll stand in front of him as a judge and we'll give an account of our life. But let us go to that judgment with confidence that the God who will restore us as he restored the prodigal son will receive us in the exact same way. And in the meantime, let's put aside everything that's separating ourselves from God and allow ourselves to respond to all in this world, especially those in need, but first by responding to him, first and foremost. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.